Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, is getting rid of fact checks. The fact check program was created to help limit the spread of falsehoods on its platforms, but it's become a target of conservative claims of censorship. In a video announcing the changes, CEO Mark Zuckerberg echoed those claims.
We've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship.
NPR Shannon Bond joins us now to talk this through. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, how did Meta explain this decision today?
Yeah, I mean, this fact-checking program had been in place since 2017, and it was originally a response to the 2016 election when Russia used Facebook and other platforms to spread false claims to try to influence American voters. And this was really an approach that Mark Zuckerberg had championed. You know, Meta set an industry standard in the way for dealing with false and misleading posts. But now Zuckerberg says his views have shifted, as we heard. He thinks the company has gone too far, and he had particularly harsh words for these fact-checking organizations the company has long partnered with, which are largely nonprofit journalism groups.
But the fact-checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S.
And we can hear he's very much adopting the framing that President-elect Trump and Republicans have been using for a long time in making attacks on content moderation, even though we know that research shows that online conservative content, you know, is quite popular. Many of the fact-checkers I spoke with object to Zuckerberg's framing. They say their work adds context to posts, but ultimately they don't have any power over what Meta decides to do about, you know, keeping up or taking down posts.
So how is this going to work? Will anybody be able to write whatever they want, or is something going to replace the fact checks?
Facebook and Instagram are going to shift to a user-generated community notes program. That might sound familiar. It's the approach that Elon Musk has taken at X. But of course, you know, notes written by users that appear on posts are very different than professional fact-checking, that is, you know, researching the veracity of claims.
Sure.
Now, Mary Louise, this is all part of bigger changes that Zuckerberg is rolling out to deal with that problem we heard him speak about, this problem of over-enforcement and mistakes. So basically, Meta is going to largely pull back on labeling or taking down posts, on handing out suspensions or other penalties outside of areas, you know, it referred to as, quote, illegal and high severity violations, things like terrorism, child sexual exploitation. And it's also notable that Meta is moving its internal content moderation team from California to Texas. And Zuckerberg described that as another way to combat this perception of liberal bias.
Let me raise the timing of this. We're, of course, less than 2 weeks away from President-elect Trump's inauguration. Is that a coincidence?
Well, I spoke with Bill Adair, who's the founder of PolitiFact, which was one of the first fact-checkers Meta worked with. I asked him that.
What's happening here is really very political, a response to a change in the political winds and their own concerns about what might happen to them.
Now, you know, Meta has, of course, had a rocky relationship with Trump for a long time. The company suspended Trump from Facebook and Instagram for 2 years following the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. And recently, during the 2024 election, Trump accused Zuckerberg personally of election interference. He even threatened him with jail time if Trump returned to office. And so, you know, in that context, this move looks like yet another part of Meta's efforts to smooth things over. It's named Dana White, CEO of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and a close ally of Trump, to its board this week. It's elevated a longtime Republican executive, Joel Kaplan, as head of global affairs. It's donated a large sum to Trump's inauguration, and Zuckerberg has visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And so it seems like Meta and other tech companies are working very hard to make sure they are on the right side of an incoming administration that has been attacking this industry.
That is NPR's Shannon Bond reporting on the news that Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, they are getting rid of fact checks. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks so much.